Chapter 14.
The galleys collided with a tremendous shock that sent half the slaves tumbling backward over their benches. A slave screamed as the manacle on his wrist tore his arm out of its socket. The Bitter Cob sank in the waves, having hit below the other galley's centre. Then it lifted both ships and began to slide along the opposing galley's side. The other galley's oars, fouled and crossed and yanked from their rowers' hands, snapped like kindling as the Bitter Cob scraped along her hull. Falconets discharged from the main decks of both ships, and muskets punctuated screams of rage and screams of fear and screams of pain. Heaving himself to his feet on the overhead oar, Gavin thought his part in the battle was done, but the Angari did things differently.
"Up!"
Strap shouted. She had a splinter of wood thicker than Gavin's thumb all the way through one shoulder. She didn't even seem to notice. Or Holland's beard, she was fierce.
"Man the oars! Knock those—"
A roar and an explosion of timber cut her off. The woman disappeared in sudden sharp light as the enemy's cannon blasted a hole in the deck, followed instantly by a thick billow of black smoke, choking everything with sulphur and sunlight diffused with smoke. The sound deafened Gavin. He was only aware of the oar moving in his hands. Blinking, gasping, coughing on burning fumes, he helped his oar mates, only slowly figuring out what they were doing. They stabbed the oar out repeatedly. Fuckalot guiding it, or Holum giving the lift, Gavin mostly interfering. Through the smoke, not 5 paces away from them across the waves, he saw the bobbing forms of sailors on the other galley, trying to right their cannons from the collision. Loaded cannons, aimed straight for the slaves' benches. Gavin's fellow slaves, at least those who'd fought before and weren't injured, were using their oars to keep the sailors from lighting the cannons, to keep them from spewing death through the Bitter Cob. Gavin helped Orholm and Fuckalot, stabbing their oar straight into an Arbornean face that appeared in the smoke. It was a cabin boy, not 12 years old. The boy went down, face smashed, a slow match spinning out of his hand. Fuckalot was trying to shout orders, but in the pressure of the situation he was seized up with cursing. Orholm had the best view, so Gavin stabbed and stabbed, trying to figure out what Orholm wanted from his actions, throwing his whole waning strength into the effort. Every so often he felt the crunch of oar smashing against something softer than wood. The wind blew the smoke clear enough that Gavin saw boarding nets thrown over the gap between the ships, saw men scrambling across. He thought he heard Gunnar laughing somewhere. Battle mad. The other galley was taller than the Bitter Cob, and Gavin could see the rowers over there huddled beneath their benches, cowering, hoping the pirates boarding their vessel passed them by. Some did. Some slashed at the helpless slaves as they passed, laying open heads, splitting shoulders, hacking off skinny, starvation-frail arms. Because they could. Because man loves to kill.
"Fuck,"
Fuckalot said. "Fuck," Gavin agreed. As the smoke slowly cleared, Gavin saw a girl burst from one of the cabins of the opposing galley. She was dressed in men's trousers and a vest, but her long dark hair bobbed and streamed as she fled. A moment later a pursuer appeared. It was one of Gunnar's men. He was holding his trousers up with one hand. She must have just escaped him. Fighting, petite, fierce, and underestimated, the girl reminded him of Caris when they'd first fallen in love. It was intolerable that anyone should—
"You with me?"
Gavin asked his oar mates. He didn't have time to see if they were. The young woman ran past, running for a hole where the trader's galley had been stove in. Gavin and Fuckalot pushed on the oar, or Holum guided it. It caught the pursuing pirate in the jaw. He flopped down, twisting in a spray of sweat and teeth. The young woman ran past. A sailor appeared out of nowhere as she headed for the gap and the sea. She didn't slow, didn't dodge. Instead, she accelerated right into the skinny man. They collided, and her momentum carried them both into the water and out of sight. Gavin looked to Orholm. He craned his head out as far as he could, but then shrugged. He couldn't see anything. The fighting continued for a few more minutes, but it seemed their part was done. The fight was confined to the other galley, and the exhausted rowers on the Bitter Cob began collapsing to their benches. Some vomited. Gavin looked for Strap. There was nothing but blood and an entire bench of slaves blown to pieces on the port side, along with one slave across the aisle and a hole in the starboard side where the cannonball had exited. He saw a tattooed arm that might have been Strap's. The hunched form of Leonis limped over toward the splattered remains.
"The gods are kind," he said.
He chuckled.
to some of us.
He leaned over painfully and picked up something. It was Strap's whip, with her hand still clamped on it in death. Leonis pried her grip open and tossed her tattooed arm into the sea.
Looks like you pretty boys have a new foreman.
Unless you want to follow the old one.